This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
All right, team of Vipers, my 500 extraordinary days in the Trump White House. It is an instant bestseller, New York Times. Cliff Sims, the author, and joined the president, Donald Trump, the West Wing, special assistant to him, director of the White House Message Strategy, and we welcome Cliff. Welcome aboard Long Island Radio 103.9. Cliff, how are you?
Jay, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Thumb through. I'm really looking forward to finishing it this weekend. This book kind of gives you a different feel. A lot of people will look towards the old Michael Wolff disaster, and we know what happened there with the fizzling out. Yours, I think, has some legs here. Give the folks kind of an insider account as far as the administration, everything else, and why you wrote this thing.
Well, ultimately, you know, you mentioned the Michael Wolff book. There were a lot of books that were, you know, very anti-Trump, and frankly, a lot of them made up a lot of stories about what it was like in there, things that just weren't true in my experience. And then there's a lot of very sycophantic pro-Trump accounts. It's the greatest thing that ever happened, you know, that kind of stuff, a lot of which I don't think is true as well. And so my goal was to give just the truth, just the real story of what it was like to work in that place at this extraordinary moment in history. And so that's what I think I did. And look, there's a reason why the book is called Team of Vipers, Jay. I mean, it's a tough place to work, very high stress, I think, in any White House. But this one in particular, when you had all of the factions and everything that kind of went around with that. And so I take readers inside with some great anecdotes of just the atmosphere in there, what it's like to work with Trump, what it's like to work with all of these people that you see on your TV every day.
Give me an idea, Cliff. Election night 2016, thereabouts on November the 8th, give or take. Listen, it was coming in fast and furious. The belt up north, Pennsylvania, Ohio, the whole nine yards, Michigan. Really, the final pin right there. I mean, let's face it, that was the state that kind of brought it all in for Donald Trump. Give me an idea of his demeanor. Results coming in left and right around 10:40 or so on that Tuesday. Set the scene.
Yeah, so the first chapter of Team of Vipers is election night. And so I give you a minute-by-minute account of exactly what happened. And if I'm being honest, you know, there was a lot of us that going into that day, it just felt like we weren't going to win. I mean, we're looking at all the polls out there. We're looking at everything. And, you know, we felt like internally we saw some numbers that made it seem kind of positive for us. But everybody else said we were going to lose. So it was kind of hard to have faith. And so you kind of get a feel that night how the atmosphere changed from that feeling of kind of being dejected to cautiously optimistic to just all out euphoria. And the moment in the book where, you know, it kind of really all came home was when he went Ohio and we saw Florida was looking good and some of the other states that you mentioned. And the deputy campaign manager, Dave Bossie, looked at Donald Trump and said, you're about to win this thing. And I'll never forget it because Trump's immediate reaction, he thought of Ohio Governor John Kasich, and he said, when I get to Washington, I'm going to shove it up John Kasich's you-know-what. And so that was kind of his first reaction. And so, yeah, it was definitely a night that I'll never forget.
Team of Vipers, my 500 extraordinary days in the Trump White House. You know, you're a little bit of everything there, Cliff. You know, you were part of that whole inner circle, a little confidant, a little errand boy action, advisor, even a punching bag, I guess. And, of course, overall, a friend. Sometimes, you know, all in that same, you know, realm of conversation. What was that like?
Yeah, you just never know what you were going to get with him. My job was director of White House Message Strategy, and so that was a communications role, which obviously we know Donald Trump really cares about communications, and so a lot of our conversations centered around that stuff. But at any given moment, you know, you could turn into anything he wanted you to be. I mean, there were days when, you know, he'd see an article that he liked and he wanted to get it framed. And so he'd tell me to go get the, you know, something framed or tell me to get, you know, I remember there's one scene in the book where Jack Welch, the famous CEO of GE, is talking about how impressed he was with Trump. And I told the president about that. And he's like, get him on the phone, make sure we get him on TV. And, you know, that didn't have anything to do with my job, but it was kind of like whatever Trump wanted. That's what you did that day. And so that was kind of my experience.
You know, infighting, leaking, I'm just throwing out words here, anger, joy, some of the key players, you know, Jared Kushner, John Kelly, I'm just Steve Bannon. Okay, how can we forget Kellyanne Conway? I mean, you had a cast of characters beyond there.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And I think that's really what makes this White House so unique is you not only have a president who kind of throws all of the tradition aside. You've also got an untraditional White House staff, and that means some good things. I think there are times when the decision-making process was better than it was in other White Houses because you had such a contrast of characters in there with different views. And then sometimes it turned into, a team of vipers where everybody was fighting each other. And so there are various scenes with each of the people that you mentioned in there. I think the one that's probably gotten the most pickup of all is Kellyanne Conway, when I was on her computer writing a statement one afternoon trying to respond to accusations that she would trash the president. Morning Joe host said off air that she would trash the president. So I'm on the computer writing that statement, and I see her texting at her desk, and she forgets that her text messages are synced up between her phone and the computer that I'm on. And so I was watching her talk to reporter after reporter, trashing her colleagues, talking bad about the president, one thing after the other. It was very eye-opening because this is Kellyanne. This is the one you see on TV defending the president all the time. And so I give people a behind-the-scenes view of what she and others are really like behind the scenes.
You know, in the book, I know you kind of helped craft the president's enemies list, knowing who was loyal and who wasn't. What was that like?
Well, that was, that was something else. He was frustrated, I think rightfully so, because he's seeing these anonymous White House officials trash him in the press. And he said, who are these people? He brought me into the private study just off of the Oval Office and asked, like, who do you think it is? And so I made the case that, a lot of the people that abandoned him on the campaign, they ended up coming into the White House, and they were abandoning him then, too, when it got tough. And, that's certainly an explosive scene, but also something that, in retrospect, I wasn't particularly proud of. That I had gone in and really, I justified it by saying it would be better for the president if these people are here or people weren't here. But ultimately, it would have been better for me if those people weren't there. And so that's another thing I try to do in this book is, I'm not going to just point the finger at everybody else. I participated in this team of vipers, and there are things that I did there that I'm not proud of, too. And so if I'm going to be honest about other people, I wanted to be honest about myself as well.
Last one, Cliff, real quick. We heard the term way back in the day, Teflon Don, of course, referring to John Gotti way back in time. The president also, you can make the case Teflon Don. I mean, he gets it every which way. He takes it. He gives it back. He continues to move on. Why is his demeanor such that you've known him a long time? What is the special quality he has in bouncing back from adversity?
I've really never seen anything like it. There are several scenes in the book that I kind of paint a behind-the-scenes picture when this storm is going on TV, and it's just craziness, and he's always kind of the eye of the storm, very placid behind the scenes. And I think one of the things he doesn't get enough credit for is the guy just gets up the next morning and goes to work every day. Every single day he's going to get up and he's going to go to work. And I think there's something for all of us in that even when times are tough, just willing to go and get up to go to work the next day. But I think also, he throws so much at you. There's so much news now. Any one of a thousand things he's done or said would have sunk another candidate or another president. But because there's so much happening at once, there's no one single thing, I think, that's able to really stick to him. And so it's part of his communications strategy, and I think it's been effective.
I'll tell you, this book is very effective. I'd like to have you on again. We have a little more time. Fascinating, really is. Can't wait to finish it this weekend. Team of Vipers, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. My 500 Extraordinary Days in the Trump White House. Cliff Sims, confidant and everything else. We talked advisor, punching bag even, and certainly a very good friend, sometimes all in one conversation. Thanks again for a couple of minutes here on LA News Radio, Cliff. Hopefully we'll get you down the road and really elaborate more on this.
I would love to. Thanks so much for having me, Jay.